Stalin's Englishmen, The Lives of Guy Burgess by Andrew Lowney.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Preface. Ever since Guy Burgess and Donald MacLean fled to the Soviet Union in 1951, there has been a plethora of books on the Cambridge spies, each one attempting to fill in another part of the jigsaw, to try and understand how not just these two men, but others, names gradually revealed over the years, were drawn, in spite of their privileged backgrounds and establishment positions, to spy for a country whose values were so different from their own. Of the members of the Cambridge Ring, Burgess has exerted perhaps the greatest fascination, not least because no one has known how seriously to take him. Reviewing A Chapter of Accidents, the memoir of Guy Burgess by his friend Goronwy Rees, the novelist Isabel Quigley felt him to be a fictional-sounding character, Burgess, attractive, brilliant, amusing, outrageous, living in a dream world and enacting his own fantasies there. Also a drunkard, smelly, grubby, exhausting, munching garlic or barbiturates as if they were humbugs, and sexually so promiscuous and so voracious that he sounds like some stripped cartoon character. A traitor to his country, yet, in his devious subterranean way, true to principles it must have been hard to discern under Stalinism. A modern tragic hero, or just a contemporary clown. Goronwy Rees himself admitted, "I am very far from thinking my story tells the whole truth about him. It would be impossible for any one person to give anything except a very partial and incomplete account of a character."